A camera projects a three-dimensional scene onto a two-dimensional image. One dimension, depth, is lost in that projection. The world's geometry is gone the moment the shutter fires. What comes out is a flat grid of pixels. Most useful interaction with the world needs that geometry back. A self-driving car needs to know how far away the cyclist is, not just that there is a cyclist somewhere in the frame. A robot arm needs to know the 3D shape of an object before it can pick it up. An AR app needs to know where the floor is and how the room is structured to place a virtual object convincingly. The medical imaging system in Lesson 8 needs to measure a 3D tumor, not just outline its pixel projection. This lesson covers how vision systems recover 3D structure from 2D images. It is a different shape of problem from everything in Phase 2, which treated the image as the answer, and from generative work in Phase 3 lessons 10 chapter to 12, which generated images, not geometry. 3D vision asks a question images do not directly answer, and the techniques are correspondingly varied. What depth means here? We will use depth to mean the distance from the camera to the surface visible at each pixel. For a typical scene, depth is a number per pixel, and a depth map is an image where each pixel's value encodes that distance, often in meters. Closer surfaces have smaller depth values, farther ones have larger. A depth map is the simplest dense 3D representation, same shape as the original image, but with depth instead of color at each pixel. Other 3D representations exist. We will cover them, but depth per pixel is the gateway concept. Many vision systems produce or consume depth maps at some stage. Cues a model can use. Humans and machines recover depth from a combination of cues. Naming them is useful because different vision methods exploit different ones. Stereo disparity. When the same scene is viewed from two cameras or two eyes, separated by a known baseline distance, the same 3D point projects to slightly different positions in the two images. The difference is called disparity, and it is larger for closer objects. Your fingertip held close to your face shifts a lot between left and right eye. A distant mountain barely shifts. Stereogeometry converts disparity directly into depth. Monocular cues. A single image still carries depth cues. Perspective. Parallel lines converge with distance, objects shrink. Occlusion, closer objects block farther ones. Shading and shadows, surface orientation produces predictable lighting. Texture gradient, textures appear finer with distance. Familiar size, you know roughly how big a person is, so their image size tells you how far. A monocular depth model is a network trained to read these cues, mostly implicitly. Motion, temporal cues. A moving camera generates a sequence of images of the same scene from slightly different positions. Recovering 3D from this is called structure from motion. Closer objects move faster in the image when the camera moves laterally. Active sensing, out of scope here, LiDAR, structured light, and time of flight sensors measure depth physically, not from images, and many production 3D vision systems use them. This lesson focuses on the image-based methods. Sensor fusion is its own large topic. A worked stereo calculation. The most direct image-based depth recovery is binocular stereo. Setup: two cameras side by side, separated by a known baseline B, with the same focal length F in pixel units. A 3D point projects to an X coordinate in the left image and an X coordinate in the right image. The disparity at that point is the difference between them, the left coordinate minus the right, in pixels. The depth Z, distance from the camera plane to the 3D point, is recovered by the stereo formula. A small numerical example. Suppose the cameras have focal length 500 pixels, baseline 10 centimeters, and a particular 3D point shows a disparity of 50 pixels between the two images. So that point is 1 meter from the cameras. Notice how disparity behaves. A closer point, smaller z, gives a larger d, a distant point gives a tiny d, a point infinitely far away, has disparity zero. It projects to the same pixel column in both cameras. This is the same intuition you get holding your finger near and far in front of your face and alternating which eye is open. Stereo disparity-based depth requires solving the correspondence problem. For each pixel in the left image, find the matching pixel in the right image. Modern deep stereo methods, PSMNet, Raft Stereo, and many others, train a network to do this matching. Then plug the disparity through the formula above. 3D representations, how to store the geometry. Once you have depth or richer 3D, it has to be stored in some representation. The standard ones each have characteristic strengths. Depth maps, a per pixel depth value, same shape as the original image. Easy to produce and consume, cannot represent geometry not visible from the camera. Point clouds, a set of 3D points in space, often with associated color or other attributes. Output of LiDAR, RGBD cameras, and many SFM pipelines. Compact, flexible, no explicit surface or connectivity. Voxels, a 3D grid, the natural extension of a 2D pixel grid. Each cell is occupied or empty, or carries a value. Easy to apply 3D convolutions to Lesson 9's 3D Convy generalization, cubic memory cost limits resolution. Meshes, vertices, 3D points, connected by edges into triangular or polygonal faces, producing an explicit surface. The standard representation for graphics in games, precise but harder to learn end-to-end. Implicit functions, signed distance fields, SDFs. A function from 3D point to a value, occupancy probability, or signed distance to the surface. Surface is the level set where the function equals zero. Flexible, modern. Neural radiance fields, NERF, and 3D Gaussian splatting. Two recent paradigms covered below. Different applications favor different representations. Graphics pipelines mostly use meshes. LiDAR-based perception uses point clouds. NERF-style novel view synthesis uses implicit or splat representations. Vision systems often translate between representations multiple times in a pipeline. The standard methods. A short tour of the main image-based 3D vision methods. Monocular depth estimation. A single image in, a depth map out. The model, CNN, VT, or combination, is trained to read the monocular cues implicitly. Two flavors, supervised, training pairs of image plus ground truth depth, often from RGBD cameras or LiDAR-equipped vehicles, and self-supervised, train on stereo pairs or video by enforcing geometric consistency with no per-pixel depth labels. MIDAS, Ramphtal et al. 2020, is a popular general-purpose monocular depth model. Depth Anything, Yang et al. 2024, is a recent foundation scale variant, multi-view stereo, EMPS. Multiple images of the same scene from known camera positions, dense 3D reconstruction as output. Modern deep MVS uses CNN features matched across views and aggregated into a depth or 3D volume output. Structure from motion, SFM. Many photos of a scene with unknown camera positions, jointly recover the camera positions and the 3D structure. Colmap is the open source workhorse. It works from a folder of photos and produces a sparse 3D point cloud plus camera poses. Photogrammetry consumer apps run a variant of SFM under the hood. Neural radiance fields, NERF. Mildenhall et al., 2020. A small neural network, typically an MLP, maps a 3D position and viewing direction to a color and a density. To render a pixel, integrate color and density along the camera ray through that pixel. Train on many photos of a scene by minimizing the reconstruction loss on those photos. After training, the network has implicitly learned the scene's geometry and appearance and can render the scene from any novel viewpoint at high quality. NERF was a step change in novel view synthesis and triggered a large research wave. 3D Gaussian Splatting, 3DGS, Kerbal et al., 2023. Represent a scene as a collection of small 3D Gaussians, each with position, covariance, color, opacity. Render by efficient rasterization rather than volumetric ray integration. Much faster than NRF at both training and inference, often with comparable quality. The current state of the art in real-time novel view synthesis at the time of writing. Applications? 3D vision is the perception layer behind many systems you have seen. Self-driving, camera-based 3D perception, monocular and multi-camera depth, 3D object detection, BEV bird's eye view representations, feeds the planning stack. Modern systems often fuse camera with LiDAR, AR and VR. AR features, placing virtual objects on a real surface, occluding them behind real objects, hand tracking. Need real-time 3D scene understanding. AR headsets do this constantly. Robotics. Robotic arms picking objects, mobile robots navigating, drones avoiding obstacles. Vision is the geometry layer below the manipulation or motion planning stack. Photogrammetry and 3D capture. Mobile apps that scan an object or room into a 3D model. Archaeological documentation, real estate listings, e-commerce 3D product views. Movie and game production. Photogrammetry for digital doubles and environment capture. NRF-style novel view synthesis is emerging in film pre-visualization. Medical imaging. 3D reconstruction from CT and MRI is its own large field, traditionally not computer vision in the sense of this track, but the deep learning methods overlap substantially. Why this matters when you use AI? When you point a phone's AR app at a room and it convincingly places a virtual lamp on the floor, that is real-time monocular depth plus plane detection running on device. When a photo scanning app turns a stack of photos of a statue into a 3D model, that is structure from motion. When a self-driving car's display shows a 3D bounding box around a pedestrian, that is monocular or multi-view 3D detection. When a new render this scene from a different angle demo appears, it is almost certainly NRF or 3D Gaussian splatting. The economic point: dense 3D capture used to require specialized hardware, LiDAR, structured light scanners. The recent decade of work has progressively made it doable from ordinary cameras, sometimes from a single photo, sometimes from a phone shot video, sometimes from a curated capture session. That hardware to software shift is what made 3D vision applications proliferate beyond the labs that owned LiDAR. Common pitfalls. Treating 3D vision as a single problem. It is a family of problems: depth estimation, multi-view reconstruction, novel view synthesis, 3D detection, geometry refinement, with very different evaluation, architectures, and trade-offs. The first design decision is which one you actually have. Picking the wrong 3D representation. Depth maps are easy but cannot represent backsides. Meshes are precise but hard to learn end-to-end. Point clouds are flexible but lack structure. NRFs are great for novel view synthesis but slow to query for explicit geometry. Match representation to task. Confusing stereo disparity with depth directly. Disparity is inversely related to depth. Depth equals focal length times baseline, divided by disparity. A larger disparity means a closer object, not a farther one. Mixing this up is a common first-week mistake. Thinking NRF replaces all 3D representations. NRFs excel at novel view synthesis, rendering a scene from new viewpoints, but are not always the right tool for explicit geometry. You need to extract a surface from the implicit field, which is its own step. 3D Gaussian splatting and traditional methods often remain better choices for tasks that need fast queries, editable geometry, or game engine integration. What you should remember: depth is the dimension lost in projection, and recovering it is the core 3D vision problem. A depth map, depth per pixel, is the simplest dense 3D representation. Richer representations include point clouds, voxels, meshes, implicit lush SDFs, and NARF, Gaussian splat scene models. Stereo depth recovery, depth equals focal length times baseline divided by disparity, with F focal length, B baseline, D disparity. Worked, focal length 500, baseline 10 centimeter, disparity 50, gives depth 100 centimeter. Closer objects give larger disparity. Infinite objects give zero. Standard methods: monocular depth, single image to depth map, MIDAS and successors. Multi-view stereo, multiple known pose images to dense 3D. Structure from motion, many unknown pose images to camera poses. 3D structure, Cole map. NARF, MLP maps. 3D point plus view direction to color plus density. Train on many photos. Render any novel view. 3D Gaussian splatting. Faster scene representation via 3D Gaussians rasterized efficiently. Applications: self-driving perception, AR, VR, robotics, photogrammetry and 3D capture, novel view synthesis. The hardware to software shift, LiDAR equipped, image-based, is what made these proliferate from labs to phones in the last decade. Vision lost the third dimension when the camera projected. The algorithms in this lesson are the field's standard ways of recovering it. The right tool depends on what you have. One image, two images, many images, video, and what you need. Dense per pixel depth, a 3D model, the ability to render new views. Next, 3D vision recovered geometry from images. The next lesson connects images with language. The vision and language systems behind text-to-image generation, image captioning, and visual question answering all sit on bridges between two pre-trained encoders, one for images, one for text. We have already met one of them inside Diffusion's text conditioning. The next lesson covers the family directly.